Do you know of Corrie ten Boom? During the horrific oppression of the Nazi regime, the Jewish people were severely persecuted, hunted, and slaughtered. Corrie and her family worked with resistance and created secret areas in their home where they hid Jewish people so that they would not be imprisoned and killed. They set up hiding areas and installed a buzzer to sound so that each could rush to their hiding place before the home was searched. Corrie's sister, Betsy, who had decided never to tell a lie, was confronted at the home by a Nazi soldier with the question, "Are there any Jews in this house?" "Yes," she said. "They're hiding underneath the table." There was a secret compartment under the table, and the Jews were hiding there. The Nazi turned red in the face, assuming she was joking, and he and his fellow soldiers checked the rest of the house, finding no one. After Corrie and her family safely transferred nearly 800 Jews, she and her family were arrested by the Gestapo, put in prison, and Corrie and Betsy were sent eventually to a concentration camp. Her sister died in that camp from the brutality and poor nutrition. Years after her release, a former Nazi guard came to her for forgiveness. Corrie knew that God had forgiven her and all believers a great debt and shook the man's hand saying, "I forgive you, brother, with all my heart." How do you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's great love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.